congratulations, region champs, for your team. Surprised?
No, not surprised at all, really. We knew going in that the tournament was going to be tough, that there were pretty much every team thought that they would have a pretty good shot at it. It was really just going to depend on who played well through the tournament.
And it seemed like your finals opponent, Metlakatla, they did not have a good tournament. I think that's probably pretty safe to say.
Well, they made the finals, so yeah. I guess
made the finals,
you know,
but
being,
barely. Did yeah. they barely beat? I don't know. Was it Haynes or Craig?
Yeah,
or
they were down against Craig early, and then had to come back. Those 8 a.m. games, they can be really tough. And then in the finals against us, it was a defensive battle. One of the things that happens is when you play the team 4 times already during the season is they know all your strengths and weaknesses, and as a team, we tried to take away all their strengths, you know, from Rangel, Matt, and they do the same thing to you. So the scores really showed that all the games were defensive battles.
So there wasn't much working for either team in that finals game? Or?
Well, you just don't get a lot of open looks. The game tends to slow down. There's not as many fast break lands. Everybody knows what the other teams are running and who their best players are and what their tendencies are. So it just makes it much more difficult to score. And then everybody did a really good job defensively. I thought we had a great weekend defensively, taking away the other team's first and second options and trying to make other people their main scorers and things like that.
You were able to pull ahead in those final minutes of the finals game, made some key free throws. Can you just talk about those, how that went, the final few minutes there?
Well, we went in, we'd scored 14 points through the first 3 quarters. We just could not get into a rhythm, missed some makeable shots. And then in the fourth quarter, we just got ourselves going and hit a couple big baskets, swung the momentum in our way, and then we just started rolling from there and ended up scoring 14 points in the fourth quarter to build a lead and to give ourselves a chance. And then it became a free throw shooting contest, and we hit some key free throws down the stretch to let us keep that lead. So it was a pretty exciting finish. Crowd going crazy.
What was the mood of the tournament for your team, for the other teams, knowing that the state tournament at that point had been postponed, maybe not quite yet canceled, but people figuring these may be the last games of the season? Or?
I think people were still at that point kind of, there was some confusion about what was going on and the level. And so for us, we just had conversations about, you know, that just finishing this was one of our goals. Was to win regions, and so to finish that way, I know that there was a lot of disappointment. Like, I have talked to many people, and myself included, feel really bad for all the kids and the parents, you know, and for us and the fans, but especially for the seniors who have spent 4 years really trying to get to that level, and then to have that taken away from them, mm-hmm. It was disheartening for them.
You look back on the season as a whole, it was a wild ride, right?
yeah, it was kind of the tournament was kind of microcosm of the whole season, really, because we started out 0-6. We played a quarter of our season without our whole group, and then once we got everybody together, you could see us starting to gel, and it took a while. We dealt with some nagging injuries in the middle of the season, but we just kept getting better and better and better, and we kept working hard every day in practice. And we knew what we were capable of, and we knew where we wanted to get to. And through everything, we just kept working at it. So it just made for a great season. It was a great finish, a great reward for all the hard work that everybody has put in.